by Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
I urge you to seize this opportunity.
Get a 3.25 fixed mortgage today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
With the tax deadline quickly approaching, we at H&R Block would like to suggest a few thousand reasons why you should trust your taxes to us.
$2,560.
$5,498.
$1,253.
April 17th is just around the corner. Don't risk your refund. At H&R Block, we guarantee you won't leave money on the table. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com and never settle for less. Results will vary. Every tax situation is different. If you make an error on your return that entitles you to a smaller tax liability, we'll refund our fee for that return. See tax office for details.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way of my plans. At CVS, I can find the right relief with products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now when I buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, I get $5 in extra bucks rewards with my extra care card. Thanks to the brands I trust, I can walk the dog, I can take the kids to the park, I can do more. Use these products as directed. Offer good April 1st to April 7th on participating products. Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. Your partners in fighting tough pain.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
This Easter, just go to Walgreens with short lines, great parking, and all their Easter basket favorites like candy and chocolate bunnies. Shopping simplified. With Walgreens, there's a way.
Problem solved. Thank you, Bill Cleveland. Now, if you go to frankopinion.com and sponsors, it says what it should say. Rend Lake Golf Resort. And it takes you right to the site of that beautiful golf course and everything around it. The reason I'm glad you mentioned George W. Bush, and by the way, nobody will ever be able to take away from anything I say what my political leanings are. I have stated, the only thing I've stated is I'm independent. I don't really understand anybody who is affiliated 100% with any party. I don't understand
blindly
that thinking. I don't, whatever they do, no matter what, everything
them.
Down the line, I'm right with them. I don't do that. I'm totally independent. But it is a fact that when Gerald Ford was president, Chevy Chase, more than anybody else, made an entire routine out of him falling down, when in fact he stumbled 2 or 3 times. Like any president does. You know, President Obama bumped his head on the helicopter, but they made it look like Gerald Ford couldn't even walk without falling down. He just fall at the podium and fell over it down the steps. When Dan Quayle was vice president, he had a few, as they all do, missteps, but they made him out to be a buffoon. Dan Quayle actually is a very smart guy. You can't not be smart and attain the level of success or power that any of these guys have attained. You can't do it. You got to know stuff, okay? So George Bush tried to, one time, use the expression, and I guess if we want to, we could pull it up and play it, but I don't want to do that because somebody then will just tune in and go, Bush hater.
Right.
You know, fool me once and shame on you. But fool me twice. Fool me twice.
Won't get fooled again.
I won't get fooled
again.
That's
a Who song.
So, since you mentioned that, when I heard that President Obama had called at a Washington prayer breakfast in a speech, the Navy corpsman, more than once, I think 5 times, Navy corpsman, I just thought, why hasn't this been on Letterman? Or, well, I know the answer to that. And the answer is, there are a couple answers. One, mainstream media is, for the most part, pretty left. And two, somebody might perceive it as being racist if all you're doing is doing with him what we've done for pretty much every president. So when I went to check it out and make sure I had my facts right, YouTube is really good about immediately giving you links of related blunders. I watched probably close to 20 solid minutes of President Obama saying things like he had visited all 57 states. it was the kind of thing, it was exactly the kind of thing that George Bush did, exactly, that they repeatedly had a heyday with. So if you're ever interested, just go, just type in on the search bar on YouTube, President Obama speech blunders. And, you know, they also pulled back, they were able to capture a shot that a photographer took of him speaking to a sixth grade class. And in the wide shot that the photographer got, where you could see the other news media people, you could see the lights set up, you could see the classroom, and you could see the two plexiglass teleprompters to speak to a sixth grade class. Now, if President Bush or President Clinton or anybody else had done that, they'd go, you got to be kidding me. Teleprompters to talk to sixth graders? It's just interesting to me that it's not an equal playing field yet, and maybe it never will be. And again, I defy anybody to take anything I've said and slant it or make it political. You can't. It's just a fact. It is just a fact and an interesting observation. That's all it is. But when, you know, the other thing, the big one with Bush was that nuclear thing.
Yeah.
And then I went and looked up and found, I think it was either three or four other presidents who said nuclear instead of nuclear. But there was never a big deal made out of it for some reason. So it's interesting. It's fun. That's it. That's all there is to it. I don't really take any, I don't take it to mean that any single president is an idiot just because they do what we all do every day. Bump our heads, misspeak, say something we didn't mean to say. Everybody does it. Everybody does it. But when you're the president, or most presidents, it's going to become a routine. Were we finished with the Burke segment, by the way?
Yes.
All right. If you missed it earlier, you might want to heed our warning. Don't be part of a lottery pool at work. It can turn really ugly. Anybody else see the press conference that gal had with her lawyer?
No.
It was embarrassing, to say the least, because she... there's just something about it that doesn't make sense, because her lawyer said one of the dumbest things I've ever said. He said, I want to add one more thing, after he finished saying that my client bought a ticket, a separate blah, blah, blah. Then he said, now we're not saying that she actually has the ticket. We're not producing a ticket. We're not even saying the ticket actually exists. And I thought, what? What the heck is he trying to say? Well,
yeah, that's bizarre.
You can tell me that her own attorney, she hasn't even...
I'm sure that's just posturing.
You know what, though? No. One of the news commentators had a very interesting point. And I forgot who it was, but he said, you know what this reeks of? This reeks of Balloon Boy. And all the publicity that was given to the boy who had gotten away in that... than that Mylar balloon, and there was no boy, and the whole thing was... He said, isn't it very possible that this girl knows she is on nationwide television, her face will be... It's her 15 minutes. She doesn't even have the ticket.
Oh, yeah. They think that...
and that's very possible. That's possible.
I've heard that.
But what people don't understand is you're getting your 15 minutes by having the world know that you're a complete nut.
Yeah, I don't understand why that would be.
And then they referred to the cap she was wearing, and it was a cap with the name of some business on it. Now we're getting somewhere. Because if she can get that if that company or store or restaurant or whatever it was said to her, look, if you'll get an attorney, call a press conference, say you're one of these ticket holders, we'll give you $100,000, but you got to wear our cap. Now, you can't buy for $100,000 exposure on multiple networks in 50 states. You can't do it around the world. That's worth a fortune.
Yeah,
remember when Mark McGuire used to wear that cap? What was that cap of that restaurant, a bar in California?
Yeah.
It's worth a fortune to them. for him to wear that.
Has she even contacted the lottery officials?
No, the lottery said the lottery has said nobody has come forward yet.
No, this is going to be really interesting.
I bet you got some there. I bet she just did it as a moneymaker.
And if she did, is she really stupid?
No.
Maybe not.
She figured out a new way to game the system.
See, if I were an attorney, I'd say, look, I'm not going to go on TV and be a part of this until you show me the ticket. Let me see the ticket with your signature
Unless
on it.
Unless he's getting money, too. He's getting paid.
Good one. Good. She says to him, as my attorney, I'm getting $200,000 for this. I give you $50,000. Yeah. All you got to do is go in and say you're my attorney. You're not going to look bad. When it's all said and done, you go, oh, man, I didn't realize. She didn't even have the ticket. I was convinced she did. I was ready to represent her. You get $50,000. I get $150,000.
Everybody
I'm
wins.
I'm telling you, man, we're going to have to get smarter. We're going to have to come up with a way to get our mugs on the internet around the world, across the country. But for now, we're going to take some phone calls. The lines are open. They're all yours, ladies and gentlemen. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. While Dan puts your names on the screen, and we don't care what you talk about, anything goes today. While he puts your name on the screen, I heard on the John Brown show before hours with Trish, I heard Trish say that she was doing the TV ratings on, she's got a segment called John Brown's Garbage. It's or something like that. And on it, she said that this NCIS for the week's ratings beat Dancing with the Stars, beat American Idol. That stunned me.
Yeah.
Because I don't. Here's what I go by. When I'm with a group of people, it's hard to be around many people where somebody doesn't say, oh, did you see American Idol last night? Or how about that kid? I think he's going to win. Or Dancing with the Stars. Did you see when so-and-so fell? Or Melissa. I have never been with any people, and I'm not with many people. I'll give you that. I'm not around many people. But when I have been, I've never once heard anybody say, man, did you see NCIS last night?
No.
They're always way up in the ratings, though.
Yeah,
I know.
It's amazing.
But nobody talks about it. So that's not, I guess that's not the measure. But then the other thing you have to question is the legitimacy of the rating system. Because in my life, and I've been around a long time, I've never, ever been part of the TV ratings when they talk about, well, the overnights are in and here's how much of America watched. I've never been part of that. Have any of you?
No. Nobody in my family? No.
But see, that right there tells you that what they're doing is they're taking a sampling off of some family's TV, and that's supposed to speak for all of us. And radio is even worse. Radio is even less exact.
They may not let us do it because it seems like I was asked to do something like that, but then they ask you what your profession is. And
tell me you're in sales.
But what about
if you're in advertising? Like, I've been booted out of those.
By the way, it's not against the law. This is not a federal, the Nielsen thing. You're not going to prison. I will tell you for a fact that many, many years ago, I had somebody that I knew who got a couple of the radio ratings things. That's all I'm going to say. If I say more, it'll be a big deal. But they're rare and hard to get your hands on. And you don't know, in your life, you won't meet three people who've ever been included in the radio ratings, the one that is the one everybody goes by. You won't. That's how inaccurate and what a joke it is. But I got somebody that said, hey, I got two of these things. What do I do with them? And I said, give them to me. So I took them. Now, this is so almost hard to believe, but in that same ratings period, I was telling somebody about it, and they said, hey, we got six of them because it was a big family, and I said, give them to me. I filled out eight of those things, and of course, I put my station all over it. I love Frank Opinion. It was all bogus. And turned them in. Our ratings went down. Now, I'm supposed to be representing at that point something like 800,000 people. I don't know. But that's just what a ridiculous joke it is. And you're not going to the pen. You're not. It deserves to be screwed with because it's a ridiculous joke. We're going to the phones. Bruce is on the phone. Hello, Bruce. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
Doing great. Thank you.
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. It's your turn.
Bruce? Hello.
This is where you talk.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you for a second. I was wondering, you know how you made fun of the presidents, or they make fun of themselves, or the media does?
Well, they don't
is
make fun of themselves.
You guys are professionals, right?
No. No, we're not. We make mistakes.
We're professionals.
Is there any word you can't say? You know, one word you just can't physically say?
Can I tell you something, though? That's an excellent question, because there are so many people who, whether it's aluminum or John Landoff, had forever and ever trouble. And we take great credit for teaching him how to pronounce the word Elizabeth, because he couldn't say it. But I really do believe that most people have a word. I can't sit here and tell you there's a word I cannot pronounce. Why? You must have one, Bruce.
Musician and magician. I get them.
That's a good one.
Before I speak.
Magician and musician.
Yes.
I used to have a really hard time saying regularly. I still do a little bit.
Watch Larry Connor sometimes on TV, and I like Larry. I'm not dissing Larry. But Larry, and he would admit this, has trouble with some L's. And when he tries to say probably, it kind of comes out as a probably. He has a little, but it's amazing how many even network TV people have speech. Look at Barbara Walters. She can't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
she's
got Tom Brokaw. Yeah, Tom Brokaw.
Oh, my
goodness,
Tom Brokaw. Hey, Bruce, you want to...
Bruce?
You want to hear... Yeah, Bruce is on the phone.
Oh, Bruce.
Bruce, you
want to
hear
Lindbergh.
A little of a conversation I had earlier today with Tom Brokaw?
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love to hear that. Absolutely.
This is funny that you call, because earlier today I had him on satellite in the studio, and I recorded. I said, Tom, what do you make of this lottery pool winner who claims this was her own ticket? Here's what he said.
This is Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. A question about the lottery winner. I think it's a bunch of hooey. I think the girl's on for 15 minutes of fame.
There you go. See, he has a little slip. I bet if Tom Brokaw weren't Tom Brokaw and he got pulled over by the police, they'd go, okay, you're drunk. Get out of the car.
Yes.
Get out of the car.
I've been pulled over many times.
Okay, thank you, Tom. They see it's Tom Brokaw, so they go, oh, well, it's just Tom Brokaw slurring his words. And the message to young people out there who have a speech defect or speech impediment, don't let it stop you, because there are dozens of people in big-time communication jobs who have some sort of speech impediment, so it doesn't have to hold you back. But that's a great question. That's a great question, though, because I'm sure a lot of people do have a word or two they can't say.
Well, I'm going to take your other thing and make money off of what you just said today. You know how Pujols or, you know, McGuire wore a different hat? I'm going to go out and I'm going to sell head. I'm going to see what Johnny Depp would be. Would he be $100,000, $200,000 to wear a certain restaurant? And that's all I would do. I'd just sell all the heads. That's it.
That's a great idea.
Wow.
Depp would be worth a lot of money, I think. I think you got a good idea. Let us know how that goes.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Right. I love you.
Thank you, Bruce. We love you, too. Not in a sexual way.
Bruce.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom. Jim, jump in here. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Frank?
Great, Jim.
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Reason I called is I don't get a whole lot of time to call you, but I listen to your show a lot, and you're kind of a gun guy, right?
I'm kind of a big-time gun guy, yeah.
Have you ever been to any of the local gun shows?
Machinist building. I have about three times, but
okay,
I don't tend...
You cannot go in there with concealed carry.
I know.
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, no.
Well, I mean, they're the biggest promoter of being able to carry your gun.
No, I know.
They say not here.
I know. A lot of things don't make sense to me.
That. I didn't know if you knew that.
No, in fact, I got to tell you something. One of my favorite toys was purchased at one of those gun shows many years ago, and I haven't been able to find one since. It's called the Thunder Stick. It's a stun stick. It looks like a blackjack or a cattle prod.
Okay.
It's 200,000 volts, and, buddy, I'm going to tell you something. These guys have seen it in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
You touch somebody with that thing, they're on the ground for about 15 minutes.
That sound just scares me.
Oh, it's man, scary. It produces lightning like a summer thunderstorm, and
you
sparks
sound like
fly
me,
out
like
of
a big kid.
I am.
Yes.
I'm a giant kid, and I love handguns.
Well, thanks for your time. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, I do. Thank you, Jim.
All right, appreciate it.
Yeah, he's got a good point. You're going to a gun show, and it's tables and tables and tables of every kind of weapon, and, of course, no concealed carry.
Yeah, what's somebody going to hold somebody up in there?
That's the worst place if you want to try to pull something, that's the worst. That would be like trying to do something where a cop convention.
A bunch of police officers
are gathered or something. We'll take a break and go to Dr. Doug.
Yes.
Let's do that. We'll take a break. And I was supposed to get caught up, and yes, I didn't do it, so let me try to get caught up now. I don't know where Dr. Doug banks, but we'll work on him, see if we can get him to bank at First Community Credit Union. Maybe he already does. I don't know. We do. Terrific place to bank. When you say somewhere is a great place to get your car washed, great place to eat, great place to bank, that's all pretty subjective. It may be great to one person and not to another. Well, I don't like their food. I've been there, and I don't know what you see is so great about it. You're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody who banks at First Community Credit Union who doesn't love banking there, because banking somewhere in itself is kind of a boring thing. It's not something normally people would say, oh, man, I really like where I bank. It's just a place to bank for most people. See that? But it shouldn't be that way. Just like buying a car shouldn't be something you dread. Should be exciting. Should be fun. Banking is never necessarily going to be fun or exciting, but it can certainly be a lot more pleasurable and satisfying from the standpoint that you really do feel like the people who are watching over your money or getting the money you need to borrow are doing everything they can to make sure you get what you need, whether it's the interest you need on your savings or the amount of money you need for the business you want to start or for some personal purchase, and that the rate you're getting on the money you're borrowing is as good as you're going to get anywhere. And then the fact that they act like they really are glad to see you when you do pop in. And maybe you don't go in very often. Maybe you do everything on the phone or online or you drive through or whatever. It doesn't matter. Everything about this First Community Credit Union just sort of reeks of hospitality and service and a competitive edge. So I invite you to at least check it out. If you can't give me a couple of good reasons why you're really happy you're banking where you bank, get out. Close the accounts. Take them to First Community Credit Union. You'll see immediately they'll be thrilled to death to have your business where you're not just a customer, you're a member. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
With your Gold and Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got an accident that just came over Old Watson Road at Watson. We're running slow now on westbound 40. That's now it's normal because we had an earlier accident at McCausland. That's been cleared, but you're slow still from, looks like a little west of Kings Highway through McCausland. Heavy again, 270 through Mason. You're going to find a slow pocket from Clarkson out through Boone's Crossing. And then westbound 70, a little slow past the airport. It's going to be heavy again out around Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. Southbound 270, looks like we've got stop-and-go traffic now south of 40, down through Doherty Ferry, and eastbound 40. That's heavy now from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners help keep your Toyota running great with regularly scheduled maintenance. Stop by your local Toyota dealer today. For money-saving offers, visit toyota.com/owners. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You ready to kick off the 2012 baseball season? Well, so are we. KTRS has teamed up with Living Social, Rawlings, and FHS Entertainment to bring you a Ronald McDonald Charity on Thursday, April 12th. We'll be hosting it at Mike Shannon's Outfield, Steak and Seafoods downtown at the Outfield. And among our guests, John Jay, Skip Schumacher, and World Series MVP David Freese. It's a great way to ring in the new baseball year and to get ready for opening day. So we will see you Thursday, April 12th at Mike Shannon's Steak and Seafood Restaurant downtown in the Outfield to ring in the new baseball season, raise some money for the Ronald McDonald House, and hang out with John Jay, Skip Schumacher, and David Freese. For tickets, go to livingsocial.com. That's livingsocial.com, or go to ktrs.com and follow the links. All sponsored by Living Social, FHS Entertainment, Rawlings, and the Big 550 KTRS. All to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House. We'll see you there Thursday, April 12th. Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier and Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier and Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything, but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitchett provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitchett will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitchett will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitchett is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
Are you in the market for a porta potty? Don't laugh. Maybe you're in charge of a family reunion, a special event, a wedding, a reunion, or maybe you're in charge of a construction site. Whatever the reason is, you have a large group of people coming together, you're going to need a porta potty, and I'm here to tell you about R&R Sanitation. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger. Now you laugh, but that means they're cleaner longer and they smell fresh longer. And at R&R Sanitation, they pick up and drop off at a drop of a hat. The out-of-town conglomerate that's trying to put R&R Sanitation, they don't do that. Fact, they'll try and undercut R&R Sanitation, but they won't lose money. You'll be the one that ends up losing. So, be smart. Call R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000, because you do not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
With the tax deadline quickly approaching, we at H&R Block would like to suggest a few thousand reasons why you should trust your taxes to us.
$2,560.
$5,498.
$1,253.
April 17th is just around the corner. Don't risk your refund. At H&R Block, we guarantee you won't leave money on the table. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com and never settle for less. Results will vary. Every tax situation is different. If you make an error on your return that entitles you to a smaller tax liability, we'll refund our fee for that return. See tax office for details.
There's a big red barn where you save free. Norm's Barn and Barn. On discount windows, doors, and things. Norm's Barn and Barn. Norm's Barn and Barn.
When you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry, come to Norm's Bargain Barn in Shallow, Illinois, and now open in Fenton at Gravois Bluffs. Visit normsbargainbarn.com.
Call St. Louis Closet Company. They can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. St. Louis Closet Company, call about their spring special, 314-781-9000.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550. KTRS.
much is that doggy in the window?
That's opera.
The one with the waggly tail. How much?
I'm in a better mood now. One of my wife's really hot looking friends sent me a text. Yeah. You know what? It's amazing. Now, something like that'll just turn your day around.
Boost your ego a little bit.
Yeah, and I know that's what she's doing. She wouldn't give me a second look, but it lied to me. You know, feels good. It is time to check in with your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernico. He can be found at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. In fact, he is the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and he's brought to you by Laclede Cab. You're going to put your pet in a cab to send them over to visit and spend the day and play with another pet? Put them in a Laclede cab. They love that. They're nice. They're clean and they're red. 314-652-3456. And now here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everybody today?
Good. How are you, doctor?
I am AM in the PM.
Two things. I'm going to give them the numbers, and the pet owners can call and get some good free advice from you. Let me do that first. And then I have a second order of business that I'm sure you know that I know, but the listeners don't know, and it's huge. First, the numbers, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And ladies and gentlemen, I am here to announce to you that I found out yesterday that the Pernikoff brothers, a group where two of the guys are brothers and they're the sons of this guy, will be opening at the pageant for Willie Nelson.
Nice!
As they climb the ladder to success. What?
I was going to tell you, last night they just got selected to participate in the Big Lou Fest in August. It's a big festival of music, and there are only two local bands that were selected for the entire program.
Wow!
And we're getting there.
Now, you didn't say where this Lou Fest takes place.
You know, I don't
I'm
know
kidding.
Exactly
St. Louis. I'm
in St.
Louis.
I don't know where.
I'm kidding. It was a joke. It, yeah. Doctor, it was a joke. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean the exact address. They'll find it. It'll be easy to
they'll
find.
They'll find it. Yeah. It'll
you want to go right to the phones?
Sure.
We have callers, and if you missed the numbers, I know they're stacking up, but here they are again. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. We start with Donna. Donna, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Donna. What can I do for you, hon?
I got a question. Oh, I'm aiming the PM.
Oh, that's good.
That's good to hear. My black chihuahua just fathered a bunch of puppies this morning. They had five. Uh-huh. And he came from a black and white set of parents, and so did the other dog.
Uh-huh.
We had one that came out silver.
Whoa.
Where did that come from?
Well, and I don't know the specific color Gen X for this breed, but obviously when you put that combination of those black and whites together, there's a percentage, probably a small percentage, probably less than 25%, that are going to come out with that recessive gene. That's called a recessive trait, and that would be the silver that was unique and beautiful. Sounds really nice.
It does sound. Are you going to sell them, Donna?
It's just the one, and the girl that has the mother put dibs on it. The mother is a Lhasa Apso poodle. And then my dog is a full-blooded chihuahua. That's why I was just totally amazed at the color that came
what
out.
What do you call those?
They're called the Lhasa Apso chi.
Lhasa Apso wawa.
Wow.
Who's the male and who's the female?
My dog Pepper is the chihuahua.
Is the male.
Yes.
Hmm. I'll tell you, that's a little extra effort and work when that little chihuahua has to jump up there and stretch it to the limit to get to the target, if you know what I mean.
Get that lipstick going.
Well, Donna, thank you, Donna.
I didn't think he could get that far, but he didn't have no problem.
Nah, when you're after it, you're after it. You do what you have to do. Thank you, Donna. Yeah. I had a really like tall wife, like 6'8", like that basketball. I'd get a ladder if I had to get a ladder. Sean, you're up. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Hey, good, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Quick question for you. We have a 10-year-old lab. He's about 105 pounds, big guy. 10-year-old, generally in good health, but lately he's been experiencing a lot of really shallow, rapid breathing. Mm. And I was wondering, could it be something that he caught at the kennel when he was there? Could it be allergies because he spends a lot of time outside? Could it be something else?
Does he do it right as he's licking himself? Because that could, you know.
I'm not going to say anything about your experiences like that, Frank. God. But anyway,
I haven't had that experience because I haven't licked
myself.
That email
you got.
Yeah. Go ahead, doctor. What do you think?
Good.
I would say that I would look into other things. You've got a 10-year-old animal, so it's not a young puppy. Usually coming out of the kennel, if you're going to get something, it's going to be a tracheal irritation called a kennel cough.
That's what
And
I
they
thought.
Tend to gag and cough. And I really think that you need to get someone, take a listen to the chest, make sure it's not a heart problem, or get an x-ray of the chest. But your vet will figure that out. But I would definitely encourage an exam.
Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Doug. With humans, they talk about the daily aspirin dose to help heart. Is that something you can do with a dog as well?
No, you got to get an understanding of what's going on first, because the conditions in dogs are different than in humans. So I would definitely have someone examine your puppy first.
Thanks, Dr. Doug.
Thank you, Sean, for the call. Sharon, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Sharon. What's cooking, girl?
I have a question.
Okay.
My dog recently passed away after 15 years, and I have another dog that's just not acting right, and I was wondering if my other dog can become depressed.
You know, I do believe, and I hear it over and over again, that animals, when they lose another friend or an animal in the household, they do kind of pine away. And, you know, if you don't have the time to make extra visits and playtime for this dog and sort of get over that transition period, then you might want to consider, I don't know if it's time for another puppy yet, but I would, you know, definitely look at those options, because they do like the company. And once the company's gone, they get kind of quiet. But you also want to make sure, again, that it just isn't coincidental and there isn't some other medical problem going on, so you should always talk to your veterinarian about options there as well.
Even though my other dog's 13, the puppy is okay?
Yeah, definitely. But a 13-year-old dog also should be looked at, too, because even if it was something that wasn't medical but became medical under the stress of the loss of the other dog, you know, a 13-year-old needs to be reevaluated as well. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Good
thank
luck.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sharon. And I know, you know, I kind of know what you're talking about here, because, like, if my wife is away for days, I have to have another companion. That loneliness.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do one more with Stan. Stan, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I appreciate you being on today.
Thank you, Stan.
I am in the PM, as always. Hallelujah! I've got a little cat. We got it from a pet pound about 2 years ago. But anyway, the last month or so, he's been puking almost every day.
Okay,
and it's, man.
I know it's Frank's favorite subject.
You bet.
And it's food. It's not any cat hair or anything like that. And then, like, but he might go for 2 days, and then he'll eat, and then a couple hours later it'll come right back up. And,
how old is he?
No other symptoms.
How old is he, the cat?
Well, we think he's about 2 or 3.
Okay.
Hey, Stan, is he a pretty heavy cat? Does he eat a lot?
No, it's very kind of a small cat, and we give him like a little, you know, a half a cup in the morning and a half a cup in the evening kind of thing.
Good guess, Dan.
No, because we have a cat. We have
just got the degree here, okay?
Yeah.
I know. We have a cat that does the same thing, and our vet, who Dr. Doug knows, we had to stop feeding him so much and just give him little bits at a time, because he would just keep eating, and then it just gets so full, he'd throw it back up.
Here? Yeah,
who's
but he's only getting a half.
Yeah, how about we let Dr. Doug?
Who's the veterinarian here?
Give some diagnosis.
All right,
here.
Go ahead, Dr. Doug. I'm sorry.
Don't know what the
Stan, don't pay any attention to what Dan says.
Okay. No, I wanted to ask you, have you changed foods at all recently?
You know, no. Well, you know, my wife's kind of cheap. Okay. I don't know if Frank knows about that. So, we've been trying to use up the cat food we've got, and then we were going to think about switching a little bit once that kind of got done. But
what's your wife cheating have to do with the dog, with the cat?
No, she's
cheating. That's what I was going to ask.
She's cheating.
She didn't cheat on you.
Cheap. Not
cheap. You know what? I would say that you still can't rule out the possibility of a hairball. Sometimes you'll get an accumulation of hair material that sits in the stomach so that it sort of blocks it intermittently, and when the animal's trying to put more food down, there's no place for it to go. So that's one consideration. There are other functional problems that, again, I always keep referring to your veterinarians, but they need to sometimes look at these animals and do a workup, which might include anything from a basic x-ray to even doing a barium study to see if there's retention or inability for that material to move through. Just
see,
like
I also thought Stan said, Frank, my wife cheats. Frank, you know what that's like. I thought that's what he said. Hey, Stan, I hope that helps. Thank you for the call.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
All right, that's it. We're out of time. We'll do this again next week. And
thank you for
please,
mentioning the boys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. That's a big deal opening for Willie. It really is. You might want to keep him away from his bus. I hear.
Yeah, I hear like he's in there myself.
This will be the only time Dr. Doug insists on a backstage and a bus pass.
Yeah, right.
Dr. Doug Pernikoff is at the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and of course, we always thank Dave McNutt and all the cab drivers and everybody at Laclede Cab for making this possible. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
A little catching up I have to do here. That would be the catching up of American Equity Mortgage. Big, big news. Named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in the country by Mortgage Executive Magazine. So you got 50 states in the country. That means only two, if you want to look at it this way, only two mortgage companies in every state made it in the top 100. It's a pretty big deal considering I think every state, heck, every city seems to have probably 150 mortgage companies. So congratulations to American Equity Mortgage. And of course, depending on your credit rating, you're still looking at rates, possibly, depending on your credit rating, in the threes. So lock it up now while it's low. Be smart. Don't borrow stupid money, which is high interest money. When you, as a homeowner, have the option of using the equity in your home and borrowing smart money. And they can help you do that at American Equity Mortgage. And sometimes they're always fast, but sometimes they can close in as little as 2 weeks. Please don't take that as a blanket statement for everybody, just like you can't say that everybody gets the same rate. It depends on a lot of things, a lot of factors. But they have closed and can close in as little as 2 weeks. American Equity Mortgage. We don't want you to confuse them with anybody else who wants to be them. Their website is AmericanEquity.com, and their phone number is 314-878-9999. On the way, Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at your afternoon commute, here is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine traffic. Timothy?
Thanks, Tina. Looks like we're running a little bit slow around Ladue on southbound 270 and then stop and go from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270, heavy Lindbergh through New Florissant. Also on westbound 44, that's still a pretty good run from 270 out through 141. Westbound 40, stop and go Kings Highway through McCausland. We've got slow traffic again approaching 270 through Mason. It's heavy in pockets. We'll call it from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Mostly it'll open up after Boone's Crossing. Downtown, eastbound 40, that's running slow, a little east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And westbound 70, a little slow traffic around Mid River Small Drive, heavy again, 79 through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report brought to you by Chevrolet. Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You know the problem with honeydew lists? They never end. Cut the grass today, gotta cut the grass next week. Clean out the garage today, clean it out next month. So how would you like the next time you paint your home to be the last time you paint your home? Hi, I'm Darren, president of Rhino Shield, a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line, with Rhino Shield, you will never have to paint your house again. Guaranteed. Perfect for wood, brick, stucco, even vinyl. And unlike vinyl, no mold, no mildew, no kidding. Call today for your free estimate. 877-25-RHINO. It's more affordable than you think. 877-25-RHINO.
Don't paint, don't vinyl, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield
is more affordable than you think. For your free estimate, call 877-25-RHINO or on the web at 877-25-RHINO.com.
from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist in the all-boy orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Bill. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Well, I was reading a few minutes ago about how horrible the working conditions were on the old Rosie O'Donnell show that was
Yeah.
So today I decided I'm going to do the best of Rosie O'Donnell jokes.
All right.
The last few years. So here we go. You yell at me when I'm out of time.
Okay.
It was a great birthday party last week for Nelson Mandela with lots of stars. For example, Rosie O'Donnell made an appearance eating her way out of a birthday cake.
Yeah, good one.
Al Gore's put on a lot of weight after the election. I don't want to say Al's gotten big, but his Secret Service code name is Rosie O'Donnell.
No.
In money news, the British pound weakened against both the euro and the dollar today amid concerns about the economy. They say it's pretty bad. In fact, the pounds are falling everywhere except on Rosie O'Donnell. Rosie O'Donnell is set to star in the game show Password. In the first episode, the password is ginormous. In Los Angeles, a 500-pound man was arrested for stealing food from a restaurant. So, you know, I'm thinking this may be the guy to get Rosie O'Donnell interested in men again.
One more.
And finally.
Here we go. The closer.
There's a report that seems to indicate that women who carry more weight in their midsection are smarter. Guess that makes Rosie O'Donnell the president of Mensa.
Yeah.
All right. We're brought to you today by Laclede Cab, and I am Bill Cleveland of the Big 550 KCRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome, man.
There he goes. As we work our way toward the news, top of the hour, the Playhouse and the Joke, we remind you it is the 70th birthday this year of Matheny Heating and Cooling. Any business that can stay in business for 70 years has weathered about every storm there is to weather and has worked on, seen, installed, repaired, just about every kind of heating and cooling unit there is. And that's what I want you to know. I want you to know that if you live in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, or if your business is in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, we have your heating and cooling company, and it is Matheny. Tom Matheny, brother Rob, still running, and even now the sons are getting in the business that was started so many years ago, 1942, as Matheny Heating and Cooling. I don't care what you have, how big, how small, what brand, you need new, you need replacement, these people will do it, and they're going to treat you fairly. Tell them your AM and the PM, because there are a lot of advantages to that, including save yourself a lot of money. Let them know. Be proud. AM and the PM. Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000. It's 5 o'clock at Big 550.
From ABC News.